It's called the castle doctrine because it's based on the ancient adage, a man's house is his castle. And if an intruder breaks into the castle, the lord of the castle has a right to kill in self-defense. Wisconsin already has a law that protects people who kill an intruder. They can claim self-defense if they can show their lives were threatened. But this law goes further by requiring judges to presume they acted in self-defense. Senator Van Wongard of Racine is one of the bill's authors.
It puts the presumption there that the person that's in their home has the right to protect their home and their family. And they don't have to sit there and think about, you know, do I have to worry about the individual falling inside or outside of the home? Oftentimes, an individual is reluctant to act, and the individual is hurt or killed. And in some of those cases, we don't know because the person that was in the home is dead.
The bill would also protect homeowners from being sued by an injured intruder or by the family of someone killed during a burglary. But the State Bar Association says the bill is a solution in search of a problem and may actually end up providing protection for domestic abusers. Attorney Greg O'Mara heads the bar's criminal law division.
Sometimes it's the person who would be the defendant in a domestic violence who shoots the victim. And he gets the benefit of this presumption, which he doesn't get under Wisconsin law as it presently stands. What you're doing is you're building in a defense for someone who's an abuser.
The bill has bipartisan support in the legislature as well as from the National Rifle Association. Gilman Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.